His mind racing, Ryan climbed the steel steps, following the stocky figure of the Sec Man, joining the others on the platform that was lined with mock hieroglyphics. Dean was waiting for him, grinning.
Come on, Dad, let's go!
Despite the loose connections, the showers of bright rust, and the rattling and vibrating, Ryan enjoyed one of the most amazing afternoons of his entire life. As they waited on a narrow platform with painted instructions to stand in line and only two to a car, they heard a grinding of gears and a whirling rumble of oiled chains. Then the line of linked capsules came lurching into sight. Each was painted to look like the sarcophagus of an Egyptian mummy, with tiny antic figures and dog-headed gods.
Goodness, look at the god-headed dogs.
Nobody took any notice of him.
Please keep your arms inside the car at all times.
Ryan climbed in, adjusting the holster on his Sig Sauer, patting the thin-gauge metal of the carriage with his hand. Christy sat beside him, pushing her hair back off her face. A heavy restraining bar, its padding leaking and white nodules pulled down over their shoulders and locked into place.
If Traven or Larry Zepp wanted to take us out, this would be a good time and place.
That's something to think about, lover.
Dean and Kelly took the second car, with Mildred and JB behind them.
Come on, let's go, let's go!
Doc and Sky squeezed into the fourth and last Egyptian carriage, the girl giggling at something the old man had said to her.
Don't know what you mean, Doc, but you sure speak funny. You aren't like some of the other wrinklies that... Oh.
She stopped, as though she'd been on the verge of saying something she shouldn't have. The moment passed.
Enjoy your cut-through journey into the past, and say hi to Cleopatra for us.
There was a terrifying jolt as the little train began to move along the twin rails.
I read about things like this. Never thought I'd get to go on one.
Me neither. Oh, fire blast!
They gave a lurch to the right, and then the left, as the cars climbed up a steep rise. On either side there were panels, some of them torn and splintered, that had once portrayed extraordinary scenes from the imagined life of old Egypt. Most of them seemed to have shown ladies with enormous breasts and men with large swords. Ryan gritted his teeth as their car paused on the brink of the hill, inching forward. Christy gripped his hand in both of hers. Ryan closed his one eye, wincing at the sight. His last thought, a flaming anger that he'd been so easily trapped by Zap. He'd actually sat in his own execution vehicle and locked himself snugly in. As they bottomed out and roared up the next slope, he had a moment to realize that the drop hadn't been more than 100 feet, and they'd been completely safe all the way. They rushed through the warm air, faster and faster. The cars dipped and rose, the G-forces quadrupling and quartering within 15 seconds. Some of the time it felt to Ryan as if his head weighed a ton.
White, gold, corkscrew!
I don't know!
A moment later, he knew.
Sorry, Christy!
It was the nearest thing Ryan had ever experienced to making a jump through a gateway. His brain flopped loosely around inside his skull, and the snack meal he'd eaten an hour or so earlier came rising before him like the ghosts of dead enemies. He managed to clamp his mouth tightly shut, swallowing hard. Pressure clawed at his ears, and his eye felt swollen in its socket. They went around twice through 360 degrees. Then they were back the right way, powering along through another set of tight curves and dips and rises.
Oh, thank God.
Ryan lifted up the upholstered safety bar and shakily climbed back onto the platform. Christy, smiling, got out after him.
Around the world and home again, lover.
He noticed that her sentient crimson hair had curled itself into a ball at the back of her neck.
I wouldn't ride that triple bastard again for all the Jack and Deathlands. I think I'm gonna throw up.
Now that's my tough guy.
Oh, shut up.
It was a relief to see from the heightened pallor of JB's face that the armorer hadn't relished his first encounter with an antique roller coaster either. Mildred was grinning all over her face as she got out.
Boy, did that bring back some wonderful memories.
Doc was being helped out by Sky, struggling to keep a glassy smile in place.
Interesting. The double corkscrew is something that I will recall for many long winter evenings.
Kelly got out, chewing gum, looking utterly unchanged by the ride. Dean didn't move, sitting in his seat, eyes as big as pinwheels, head moving a little from side to side, as if he were listening to the entrancing melodies of the piper from the Gates of Dawn. Ryan stooped over his son.
You feeling all right, Dean?
Oh, yeah. Again, Dad. Again, please.
The second time wasn't quite as bad as the first. Only Dean and Ryan took a car, with Mildred on her own in the rear carriage. She took a rain check on the third trip around Pharaoh's Curse, and father and son rode it alone. It was just about as bad as the first time. With extreme prejudice, Ryan kept the boy company for a fourth and last ride.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
Oh, Dad, stop playing.